Welcome back to the Zume Multiplying Disciples podcast, where we're on a journey to saturate the world with multiplying disciples in our generation. Beth and William, great to be with you all from North Carolina. And just to get to hear some of the stories of how you are seeing God just use Zume as you're making disciples and just multiplying. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Yeah, I'm William Sawyer. We have, Beth and I have been married for 33 years. Mm-hmm. And we have two beautiful girls that are married and have two great son-in-laws. They have four wonderful grandkids.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we are very, very blessed.
Yes.
And so about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, we started trying to do the Zume, and we've been coaching, and I had been coaching some people. We want to do it together. And so we started doing that about, 3 months ago, and it's been amazing to see to see God work and how it's really making disciples and make disciples. And that's what we really want to be about.
Yeah. William has actually, we actually attended Metacamp in Alabama with Curtis Sargent. How many years ago?
10 or 12.
Yeah. And so ever since then, William has been using Zume in Bible studies and training other people. But it wasn't until recently that we got on the bandwagon together. And it's just amazing to be able to get on Zoom with people all over the world and train them on how to make disciples.
Amen. So what are some of these stories that you are seeing happen in the last 3 months?
Oh, no, you have all the good stories because Steve shares with you.
Yeah. We got a guy from Canada that Winnipeg, and he has as soon as he started hearing about this, and we started training him, he went off with the soaps training park and started sending those out to people that he knew and that were either marginal on the Christian or were trying to find out about Jesus or were totally atheist. He was sending some to people of all those categories. And so he got a call from one guy that he was sending to. He was on a bus, and the guy said, "Look, I don't know if I need you to keep sending these to me or not, because every time I read them, I'm crying, and the people on the bus think I'm crazy. And so I don't know if you should keep sending or not, but I love them, and I want you to keep doing it." But it is kind of funny how the Holy Spirit was really reaching that guy through those soaps. And Steve has a lot of stories like that where he encountered a guy that he wanted to share the gospel story with, you know, from creation to revelation. And he was out of school, and he did it. And now this guy, he was looking for someone to fellowship with, and he couldn't find anybody. Steve found him, and now they are in house church together. So it is really, really, really powerful story to see that happen.
Yeah, that guy, actually, he was raised believing, and then his mother left and he kind of walked away from faith. And he had actually been praying that God would send him a message, that if he was real, he would send him a message and send him somebody to help him. And so when Steve shared the gospel story with him, he was blown away, just completely amazed that God had answered him.
Yeah. Share with you about Christine.
Yeah. And Christine, she's one of the ladies. She's from Ohio, and she actually was already participating in a house church situation. And she's been able to use these soaps and the gospel story and testimony with her house churches and reach them with it and be able to train them in it. And now she actually wants to become a coach also. yeah, she wants to become a coach for Zume.
And you know, we got another one that her mom is a
practicing Muslim,
and now she has seen how this can be very effective in reaching her mom, because she's tried many other avenues, and now we believe that she wants to reach out and start training her mom, showing her different aspects of through Zume to help her realize that she needs to give her life to Jesus. So that's what we're hoping is going to happen there. That's just another story.
Also, James Michael from India, he is 75-year-old man who is in India, and he works with Campus Crusade there and has for
35, I don't know, a long time.
Yeah, long 30 to 50, I can't remember. It's 35 crazy.
To 50 years.
He's using this and he's getting excited about it. And I think the one thing that inspires me is that he's 75 and he's not stuck in the way things have always been done. He's willing to learn something new.
Yeah. And that's what he said at the last meeting. We just finished the 10 lessons. And he was just wanting us to continue to follow up with him because he's excited about what's going to happen and how he's going to be able to use this in India. So, yeah, pretty good stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah.
This is so fun just watching y'all ping pong back and forth on these stories from the U.S. to Canada to South Asia and just all over. So you mentioned when right in the beginning that y'all went to Medicamp years back.
Yes.
And got to see some of this and then have been using Zume. But it wasn't till recently, you said about the last 3 months or so, that y'all really started doing it together. Mm-hmm. What was that turning point like?
God has done some refining, you know, in me. William, he first went to India in 2007. And he came home and he was on a mountaintop that I just didn't think I could ever reach. Then he got the opportunity to, we both got the opportunity to go to Tunisia. And then he's been back to Tunisia several times. So I guess I always kind of felt inadequate, maybe not as on the mountaintop as he was. I couldn't reach that mountaintop. So during December, when I got COVID, I was really refined in the fire and I knew God wanted more from me. So he said, well, I tell you, come on, let's train Zume and let's see what happens. And it has really drawn us both closer to God and put us on mission together. And it's just been a fabulous experience for the both of us.
It's beautiful. William, what has that journey been like for you?
Yeah. Well, I believe, first of all, that she's always been on mission with me, but she doesn't think she has, but she has. But the coming out of Medicamp and going into this, there was still a lot of growth process for me to learn how to be able to do this and to do it right. We didn't have Zume at the time to make it as easy as it is now. It was a growing process on how to use all of it. We were learning a lot of processing. And I was working through that. I wanted to be able to work on it together. And so once we started doing it and I saw her excitement in how God was using Zume, it was just a natural fit for us to do it together because we do everything else together. So it was definitely time for us to move into the process of doing Zume together. And it has been something that we look forward to every time. It's time to start. And we just love being coaches, love being around people of like mind that are wanting to grow and make disciples. So yeah, it was just a wonderful fit.
And we also have to say that after Metacamp too, we started house church ourselves.
We did.
Yeah. And so we have a house church in our home.
It was actually right before Zoom. Right before Metacamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. That helped the process for sure.
And so now he had just gotten started in the prison system locally with Zume and was kicked out during COVID when they had to shut things down. And
kicked out's a bad word.
Not kicked out.
Had to leave.
Not able to go back in because of COVID. How about that? And so now he's getting ready to crank back up in the prisons again. So that's pretty exciting too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. It's a local prison. And when I was first started going, it was medium security. But right now it's minimal security, but it's full of mostly sexual offenders of different types. And God has really done a refining on my heart about that because they need Jesus too. I had a hard time with it to start out with, but I need to share Jesus with them. So we're down there. We meet with, I got three or four guys that go with me. We're trying to be, before we go in this time, we're all on the same scripture, all on the same page, all doing three-thirds group. And we're all doing that there with whoever we're meeting. We got different tables and we'll have 70 or so inmates come in at a time. And we train them and they take it back to the back and hopefully are using it to make disciples in the back. In the back, when I say in the back, behind the walls that I don't get to go in.
Yeah.
Back in the prison part. So, it's an exciting thing. I love it because they are really serious about it most of the time and they want to get after it. So it's fun.
They're definitely being refined.
Yeah.
Zume in general is just so accessible, so adaptable, so versatile. It's one of those things you can use anytime with anybody, anywhere. Yeah. It's a great, great tool and lots of tools in that toolbox.
What's great is what I'm hearing y'all sharing is you're starting just right at home where you all live in your house. And then from there, going from your home into locally into other areas, then into nationally, then into globally, just from right from your home, from your living room together, both in person and on Zoom.
That's what makes it easy. I mean, it's so easy to get that. It's so accessible, I guess, for anybody. And that's what makes it great. So, yeah.
Especially if you knew where we lived. I mean, we live in a little old county in North Carolina community that probably most people have never even heard of. So to be able to share the gospel, that way is amazing.
Yeah. We live in a county with only 5,000 people.
Wow. And you were out just yesterday working on the cornfield. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
We played corn.
Sure was. Yeah.
You're seeing the harvest in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
We hope so. We surely hope that God can use us mostly to see souls harvested for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we desire.
So, Beth, after you had COVID and that turning point in your life and you guys started doing it together, was it easy to start doing it together or were there challenges that you guys worked through or what was that kind of starting ground like?
No, I tell you, we even I have dated since eighth grade.
Wow, that's awesome.
We've never dated anybody else and got married right out of high school. And we have always been a team. We worked together also during the day in the same office. So, yeah, no, it was not hard at all. No, I know his strengths. He knows mine. And just to be able to bounce back and forth together.
That's great. How would you encourage other couples that are, maybe in the place where one of them is running strong and the other one doesn't feel like they can, or they're trying to now do it together? How would you encourage them and coach them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a great question.
Go for it.
Yeah. First of all, go for it. Yes. You just got to do it. But first it starts with prayer for sure.
Yes.
Be in prayer about it. And I think the something that has to be done is you have to ask the other partner, do you want to be on mission with me? I mean, because a lot of times, are you ready to do this with me or whatever, however you want to say it? Because a lot of times they're not aware that you want to do something with them. And so like this, of this magnitude, because we realize it's the most important thing we do.
Yeah.
And so is, and when it comes down to that, we have to be as a team and work as a team. And I think if you're going to go through life and say, well, I love this woman and I'm married to her and I want the best for her, then we have to go for the best thing we can do, and that is make disciples.
Absolutely.
So,
and the other thing I can say too is, first and foremost, you have to see that God uses everybody. And the fact that we do not have to know everything, that God can use us right where we are. Two, you got to be humble, and you just got to realize that, you know, you may not know as much, or you may not be in the same spot, and that's okay. That's okay. We can learn this together and we can work this together. And it is one of the greatest blessings. There's the blessing, the better blessing, and the greatest blessing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, making disciples and bringing people to the Lord together blesses us tremendously.
Mm.
Makes our marriage more beautiful.
So from these stories that y'all have been talking about that you're seeing just in the last few months of doing this together, how much time in a week are you spending doing these sorts of activities of Zoom-A or coaching?
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
Not right now.
Really not.
It'll be a total of probably, for me, 5 to 6 hours a week coaching. But you know, with house church and all that, it's more than that, but,
just coaching
Zoom-A about 5 to 6, probably.
Yeah. About the, you know, just updating the app on who we've got and checking on contacts and new contacts and just emailing and making sure they've got what they need and setting up the, Zoom meeting. And of course, going over prior to the meeting, you know, training. Going over that and then the training, yeah, I'd say 5 to 6 hours. It's nowhere compared to the blessing you receive.
And are you all working like full-time jobs at the same time?
Yeah, I'm in a company and she works with me. Nice. And yeah, this is definitely, it keeps our time occupied, our business. And
yeah,
so yeah,
but with that being said, yeah, we run a business and we do work full time, and we keep our grandchildren twice a week. Summer coming up, we'll be keeping them more. And we're taking care of his mom. So that sounds like a lot, but it's not so much that we cannot handle training Zoom-A.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage anybody, you're not too busy. You're not too busy.
Yeah.
It's your priority. What is your priority? Yeah. So go for it. Do it.
That's beautiful. You talked about all these different stories in the very beginning, this one, oh, and this one, and this one. And I'm sure there's even more that we could even talk about. And so it can sound like, wow, are you all full-time missionaries? Are you in full-time ministry? But yeah. Truthfully, you have full-time jobs, business that you're running, and family care that you are taking a part of in your schedules. And at the same time, just in a few hours a week together, God is using you to see disciples be made locally, nationally, and globally.
Amen.
Pretty exciting.
What a blessing.
What a blessing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
So are there any other stories that you would like to share?
Yeah, there is one that I want to share with a guy that I was in. We were on vacation in the mountains last summer. And I got an infection on my elbow and they put me in the hospital for 6 days up in where I was on vacation. And his man, his name's Hunter. I met him, and we just hit it off, and we talked about Jesus, and I shared Jesus with him in there, and he shared it with me, him with me. And so he wanted to learn more, and I shared Zume with him at the time, but it had been a year since we had met, but he actually was been on the Zoom training and has really started sharing it with people in this community. So it was awesome that I just got to meet him because I was sick, but now he's been coached and he knows how to do Zume. So it's very, very exciting.
And he's using it.
Yeah.
And he's ready to train people in his area also. Yep. And in his church.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about that great story.
Which he's in North Carolina, but he's still about 4.5 hours from us. So, but yeah, that's cool.
So God can even use you in the hospital bed. Just share the gospel and find out where people are. And he was a Christian, but he was hungry for something more than what he had. And William kept in, it's all about relationship. William kept in touch with him and started sending him soaps. And he started, you know, how do I do this? How do I do that? So yeah, he was actually, we were going to train him, just him, before we actually got into coaching internationally.
So you've mentioned a few times the soaps and sending soaps. For anyone who is listening, they're like, what does that mean? Could you explain that real quick?
Yes, I can. I started this a while back. And I don't say this to say that you have to do this, send it to one person, but I send it to over 100 guys every morning. And girls, but what it is soaps is I pick a scripture, I observe that scripture, which is soap stands for soap is an acronym for scripture observation application on that scripture, prayer through that scripture, and then I share that scripture with someone. So then I apply it to my life, that scripture, pray through it, and then I send it to somebody. So or send it to a group of people. And yeah, it has really, really been kind of neat to see that work in the lives of people. Scripture, just something that God puts on my heart. I pray through it before I send it. And Beth, a lot of times, will even proofread it for me because I'm terrible at grammar sometimes. But God really uses it. And yeah, it's really simple tool in the toolbox.
It really is. I just started actually soaping. When I started Zume, of course, you train it, you got to do it. And so then I started doing it. I had a cute story from a girl yesterday. I sent it to. She texted me back. She says, "You are kidding me." She said, "I just went to my Bible this morning and just opened it and said, 'Lord, show me what you want to show me.'" And she read the scripture. And then I sent her the soap. And it was the same exact scripture she had just read. And she was so overwhelmed with it. She called her husband to share with him what had happened. So yeah, God uses soaps. Yeah. It's beautiful.
That's great. So as we wrap up, is there just anything else that you all would just love to just share with people who are listening, whether they are, you know, kicking the tires, checking out Zume, or they have been doing it for years on end? What would you share?
Well, first of all, if they've been doing it for years on end, don't give up. Keep going. Because there's fruit that is coming from this that is really, really incredible. And if you're kicking the tires, just please get the app and just look at it yourself and just see how amazing it is. And then if you need a coach, find you one. They'll appoint you. They'll give you one, and we'll be glad to coach you.
Absolutely.
They'll find you one and go for it, because you'll see amazing things come from it, no doubt.
God didn't promise that we would see the growth from the seed we plant, but he will water it, and it will come. Be patient and dive in. It's great. It's fun. And it's great growing with brothers and sisters everywhere.
And it's really cool to see somebody's light come on when you start explaining something in Zoom A. Yeah, why was I not doing this before? This makes total sense. And it's really, really cool to see that light bulb come on over their head. And yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, and the tools in the toolbox, you know, your testimony. I thought, I don't have a testimony. I've never been in prison. I've never been raped. I've never been sick, you know. Oh, but I have a testimony. Yeah, everybody has a testimony. And to see how to simply share, you know, I'm thinking, how do you share God's story from Genesis to Revelation? That'd take days, months. But they reveal to you and show you how you can share it in such a short amount of time. And God's story needs to get out there. We are all called to be disciples who make disciples, not just missionaries, not just preachers. Every one of us have been called to make disciples.
So what was the transition like from learning Zoom A yourself and putting into practice, the transition to then becoming a coach? And what have you learned being a coach in this process?
You better be prepared. Because what I've learned from being a coach is you better be prepared, because there's no telling what you're going to be asked, and you better be able to back up what you're teaching. And so that's important. And the transition was from learning to training to being a coach was it was natural in the sense that I had to make it happen. I wanted to make it happen. I wanted to see that transition. I didn't just want to stay in the place where I learned it. I wanted to do more with it. And so that's where I'm at with that. And I feel like you probably the same.
Yeah. And the transition, you know, it seems, you think, coach, wow, that's intense. That's a little overwhelming. But if you have put into practice the tools they give you, it's easy to teach. Because you can explain it from experience.
Thanks for listening. To learn more, go to www.zoomay.vision. And to be equipped, go to www.zoomay.training. Have questions for the podcast? You can email them to podcast@zoomay.vision.